If you had to compose a song inspired by the sounds in your city, what would that sound like? What sounds would you record?
Kids playing in the soccer field or playing sports.
Birds chirping.
I would record like trucks going by.
Car engines.
That's Amila Schuler and Samuel Pickens. They are helping to create a symphony of Detroit with the help of a professional composer. Michigan Radio's Emily Fox explains.
I'm Todd Macover. I'm a composer and inventor, I guess, and I'm a professor of music and media at the MIT Media Lab in Cambridge.
And right now he's working with people living in Detroit and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra to compose what he's calling Symphony in D. He's recorded sounds of Detroit, like an old Ford engine, the acceleration of a Grand Prix car, a Chaldean church choir, an assembly line, the crowd on the Tigers opening day, and it's those sounds that are being accompanied by the DSO.
You know, you could take that sound and say, all right, is there a melody in there? Is there a rhythm in there? Can I take that and make the strings in an orchestra play that? Can I pull the music out of that sound?
Macover says Detroit is musical by nature, and there's a lot of hidden talent in the city, like this guy he recorded who is playing drums in front of Eastern Market.
One of the things that has always struck me about Detroit is the energy and the rhythm, and, you know, it's a rhythm and bass city, you know, and that comes from the factories, and it comes from jazz music in the 20s and 30s and Motown in the 60s and techno.
Macover has made symphonies for cities all over the world. This will be his fifth city symphony and the first in the U.S. And he says this symphony is especially exciting because there's so much change happening in Detroit.
The fact that the city changed so enormously in the last 30, 40, 50 years and the fact that it's being reinvented now, you know, that's got a feeling to it.
Macover isn't doing this alone. He's asking Detroiters to help out. Anyone can record and submit their own sounds of the city through a smartphone app.
You go out with your smartphone, you record. It's incredibly easy to do. It tags it geographically so it knows where you recorded it. You upload it, you can comment on it, and you can listen to everyone else's sounds, combine sounds in various ways.
And he's going into schools and having students create their own compositions. Students at the Detroit Academy of Arts and Sciences don't need to know how to read music. They're drawing curves and lines in a computer program that kind of looks like a sheet of music. Then the software writes the music for them. And some of these compositions will be used in the final symphony with the DSO. After a few minutes fiddling with the program, one student came up with this. Macover says another part of this project is to send the message that classical music isn't just something that only a few special people can make.
I think classical music is one of the domains where we're most scared or intimidated about participating because the level of expertise is so high. And of course, there are certain things you can do in classical music you can only do if you devote yourself to it for 20 years. But it would be such a more vital field if everybody was touching it somehow.
And that point's getting across to the students. 13-year-old Amila Schuler and 11-year-old Samuel Pickens explain how they felt after composing their mini symphony in D.
And I think it gives us a chance to believe that we can do that one day. When we're a grown-up, anything is possible.
I'm glad to be helping my hometown make a symphony, and I feel proud.
Detroit residents can still submit their sounds of Detroit on the Symphony in D smartphone app. The final composition will be performed along with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra on November 20th. I'm Emily Fox, Michigan Radio News.